Chefs get accolades, but with Thomas Keller, it's almost ridiculous. I mean, he's been called a genius, a wizard, and an obsessive perfectionist. His French Laundry restaurant in California keeps getting named the best in America. But duplicating perfection 3,000 miles away is nearly impossible. Except for Thomas Keller. New York City's newest and hottest ticket is his restaurant, Per Se. Now, we heard that Keller had rethought every inch of restaurant design to make Per Se fly. So to see what that meant, we asked for a tour. We joined Thomas Keller in the foyer of Per Se. Now, imagine behind us is a tall, glossy blue door flanked by glass walls. Before us is a quiet room of naturals, woods, metal, stone.
Thomas, what was the dream for this restaurant?
It's the French Laundry, Per Se.
That's where the Per Se came from.
Well, in part, it came from there, certainly. Uh-huh. But you know, as you walk towards the restaurant, you see the same images that you see at the French Laundry, which is the blue door. The difference between our blue door here and our blue door in Yountville is this one doesn't open, and actually the glass panels next to them slide open so that you go in next to the blue door. And again, it was. You know, as we like to be playful, we like to surprise people, we like to bring a smile to people's faces. That was one way, coming in through the entrance, that hopefully brought a smile to people's
face. These big glass panels slide away all of a sudden. You're trying to pull
the door handle, nothing happens, and the door next to it opens. But then you walk into the entrance here, which I think is really elegant. And what we really wanted to do was create an elegant space, something that that felt New York, that felt cosmopolitan, that had that sense of luxury to it.
And very sensual, very sensual. Could you take us into the dining room?
Sure.
We're in the middle of the lunch service, so we're going to be very quiet. But the room is on two levels. There's a few steps going up to sort of a mezzanine. But Thomas, what's interesting is this is a small dining room.
It is by seating capacity. I mean, it's very spacious in the amount of room between the tables. But we have 16 tables here, and that's how many we have at the French Laundry, and it accommodates 62 people, which is the same number of guests that we can accommodate at the French Laundry, and that was done deliberately. And again, from a design point, you have very minimal amounts of materials here. You have the stainless steel, and then you have this beautiful Australian walnut all on the walls, which were actually taken from one tree. So you can see
Thomas, there's something else. I don't see any square tables.
There are no square tables at all. They're all round tables. Again, the round table has a sense of luxury about it. The other feature here that was very important when we were designing the restaurant in relation to the French Laundry was the fireplace. This is actually a wood-fired, natural-fired fireplace, which is very difficult to put into a new skyscraper building in New York, but was something that I was very adamant about.
It's a very warm-feeling room and a very peaceful feeling room. Could we now go to the place in a restaurant that often it's warm but not very peaceful? Could we go to the kitchen?
Okay. On the way to the kitchen, we have one of the most important areas to me in the restaurant, and this is an area which we call the breezeway. And it's an association with the connection of the two buildings
at the French Laundry,
the main building and the kitchen, and of course that's a breezeway as well. And what it is we learned at the French Laundry, it's a transitional point for the service staff to go from what we call a very violent environment to a very sensuous, luxurious, calm environment. And the breezeway helps them make that transition. And the importance about the materials in the breezeway is to prepare them to step into a very luxurious area where they're the same material. So philosophically, it helps them transition from stainless steel
to the luxury and the sensuality.
Exactly.
I don't think I have ever seen anyone in any restaurant think this out in this way.
It's crazy.
We're walking through a wide walnut-paneled area into the kitchen, which is completely covered almost to the ceiling with white tile and this French Laundry blue stripe going through it up at the top near the ceiling. And the kitchen is not huge, but it is so... There's so much open space between the different counters and stoves. What am I seeing here?
Well, again, when we did the kitchen here, we looked at the uses that we have at the French Laundry, because philosophically, we're doing the same food. The format of the menu is the same. The services are the same. Everything is the same between the two restaurants. It was very easy for us to design a kitchen that accommodated each one of those specific uses in a comfortable way.
That's Chef Thomas Keller taking us on a behind-the-scenes tour of his new New York City restaurant, Per Se. Now, when you think that every square foot of a restaurant has to produce income, Keller's design looks more and more like a high-wire act. Well, wait until you hear more about the kitchen. Now, this is often where a restaurant cuts losses with a Spartan setup. Coddle the diner, but never the cooks, or your bottom line is bright red. Well, Thomas Keller has turned the tables here. As we walk in, it's all airy white tile, stainless steel, and strangely for a restaurant kitchen, humming quietly. We join Thomas at the kitchen door.
When if you look at our menus, or if you experience a meal here, you begin with several different canapés, whether it's the coronet or the oysters and pearls, and that comes from a specific station. Jason over here, who's right on the corner of the stove, is our canapé chef. Now, he has one of the hardest jobs in the whole restaurant. He'll do maybe 25 to 30 different dishes every day, and only two of them are ever written on the menu. The others we use for different things, you know, whether it's a special customer, somebody that comes from our immediate family within the industry, or somebody, I say immediate family from within the industry, that sounds funny, but somebody from the industry, guests that are returning over and over again, or special people that come from the French Laundry and vice versa. After that, you'll bump over here to where Anthony and Matthew are, and they're doing first course. So this is where all of the first course compositions come from. Okay, the two of them work in tandem to do those first courses. And then the next thing you would see on your menu after first course, and it's not appetizer or main course. We don't deal with it like that. It's canapé, first course, and then it goes to fish. And Jeremiah, who's in the back corner there, he does all of the fish. So that's Jeremiah. He works next to Jason. And Jason and Jeremiah will work in tandem as well. Again, the same philosophy and the same setup as we have the French Laundry. There's specific lines.
So there are teams.
Of people. There are teams. Now, Corey, who's our sous chef here this morning, who's our executive sous chef, who spent 3.5 years with me at French Laundry, he completes this team on this side. If you look right down there, there's three of them standing up.
Uh-huh.
He'll also, at any moment, be able to help Matthew and Anthony. If you can see, there's really no sight obstructions other than the shelves on the stove. So we're able to communicate with one another very calmly at a low voice, but also we'll be able to communicate with one another through eye contact. I mean, you get the evil eye sometimes. You don't have to scream at anybody anymore. You just give them the evil eye. But across from Jeremy is Philip, who's our meat cook. So that would be the next course. Now you've gone from canapé, first course, fish. Now you're gone to meat. So Philip is doing all the meat courses for you. Now, one of the things that's very important that you notice, and the same thing at the French Laundry when we designed this kitchen, was that everything can be seen from the chef's point of view. All dishes can be seen from the chef's point of view going out, which is very important. So we can, you know, make sure that they look the way we want them. We can taste them at any moment we want to. But the other thing that's very important is that the chef's able to see them on the way back. So as they go out the kitchen, they come back the same way, which allows us as the chefs to actually see what our guests are doing to time their food better, but more important, actually see if they've enjoyed the food. What's wrong with that? They didn't like that hearts of palm? Oh, no, chef, they're filling up. You sure? Yeah. They want something else, though. So we want to make sure that our guests are enjoying their food. And the way to really ensure a guest is enjoying their food?
Did they leave it on their plate or not?
The Clean Plate Club, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. There's something here I haven't seen in other kitchens. You have white fabric taped over the countertops in some areas. Why is that?
We want to, when we're plating our food, we want to see it the same way our guests see it. The other thing that you notice here, we have all incandescent lighting. There's no fluorescent.
Yes, exactly.
It's very specific lighting designed to spot each different area as well as the workstations. So it gives us the opportunity to see the food exactly as our guests see the food. And that's very important for us.
And these are the white tablecloths that your guests are using.
There are many reasons. It also encourages us to work cleaner. We want to make sure at the end of the day that our tablecloth is as clean as it began. You can tell the type of service that you had by the condition of the tablecloth at the end of the service. If they're really clean, you know you've had a really good, organized service. If they've gotten a little frayed around the end, you wonder what happened. Why is that stain there? This is the Per Se kitchen, which only represents a third of the space back here. So we're going to walk back, and I'll show you the other two areas and what they're specifically for.
This is one of the most luxurious setups I have seen.
This is interesting. This here is knife drawers for all the chefs.
We're at the other side of the counter from the kitchen.
Each chef de partie or each commis has his own knife drawers. I hated people to have bundles of knives, you know, stuffed in different areas. So I wanted to make sure everybody had their own space to keep their own things.
Let's take a look at those other areas that you mentioned. Oh, now this is another wide open area, open countertops, all stainless, white tile. Sorry. What's this area?
So now we transition back into the private dining kitchen. And when we decided to do private dining, I said, okay, we can't really do private dining and a gastronomic dining in the same kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we have to add another area, which we did. We added dining rooms for it, and we added the kitchen for it. So this is the support for that. And if you can see, it's basically set up, organized the same way as Per Se's kitchen. There's actually six stations around this large central island. All of his stove is here. And then this is the pass table, which during a service would be covered with linen as well. One of the real important elements that I wanted to point out here is about a refrigeration. We don't have walk-ins. There's no centralized location for everybody to go to. A walk-in, as you know, is a refrigerated room where everybody keeps their products. Everybody keeps their mise en place. Everybody goes to that area, All the different chef de parties. And because of that, typically it could be cluttered, it could be crowded, it could be disorganized. And it's one area at the French Laundry that we're constantly having to maintain. Here, I didn't want to have that. I didn't want to have that situation, so we don't have a walk-in. What we did was we created these units, which are specifically sized to an area. So, for example, the fish butcher has one section. It has one refrigerator.
So you broke out your walk-in.
We broke down the walk-in. And actually, as you walk through the back spaces here, you'll see each area has a designated amount of space in the refrigeration that's close to it.
Okay? I wish I could do that in my kitchen.
All the stocks.
So this is the room.
A lot of the commis work in the morning. So when the commis comes in, he has a list that's prepared by his chef de partie the previous night. So he's beginning the work, or the what we call the mise en place, for the menu for that day.
So the slicing, the chopping.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's all the... Oh, there's butter.
Eggs, things like
how
that.
Many kinds of butter do you have?
I think we have three different kinds of butter.
The tour continued. The details are amazing. Thomas took us through entire pantries devoted to specialty oils, vinegars, and chocolate, through administrative offices for reservationists, the wine staff, human resources, accountants, through the private dining room, the pastry room, the bakery, the chocolate room, and we finally stopped outside the temperature-controlled garbage room.
Downstairs, we won't visit downstairs, but downstairs we have two locker rooms. We have the men's locker room and the women's locker room. And one of the things that's unique about that is each one has its own shower. And I remember when I was in Paris, and I was working at Taille Vent, and they had a shower. And it was such a luxury to, after working very hard all day,
of course, yeah,
to be able to take a shower and then go out at night. You know, it was kind of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, so exactly.
I wanted to make sure that.
Exactly.
And that completes our journey.
Thomas, did you get exactly what you wanted?
It's a good question. In principle, yes, but you know, hindsight's 20/20. There's always something that you do a little different or tweak. So, the next time, and I say that with a great question mark in my mind, next
would
time,
I go through this again? Yeah.
But no, I think you know, looking at the staff, I'm very proud of all of them and what they've done as well. Not only, I mean, because there's so much important for me is placed on their ability to work comfortably with the right equipment. For me to have expectations on them to produce at a very high quality. And ultimately, what that does for our guests, it gives them experience that we hope is unparalleled.
Thomas Keller, thank you.
Thank you.
Thomas Keller is chef owner of Restaurant Per Se in New York City, the French Laundry in California, and Bouchon in both California and Las Vegas. Bouchon is Thomas's latest cookbook, classic bistro food. Now, he left us with his recipe for mussels with saffron and mustard. Find it on the website, splendidtable.org.